temporary protection visas look set to return today with the support from the Senate crossbenches as the legislation prepares to go to Parliament. Immigration Minister Scott Morrison sweetened it up with a number of incentives, but will they improve the outcome for refugees? The Wire's Ellie Cooper reports.
Today, Clive Palmer and other independent senators came out in support of temporary protection visas, which could pass before the end of the week. A deal struck with the senators will give rights to asylum seekers, including the introduction of a new safe haven enterprise visa. But migration lawyer Kerry Murphy says the provisions are creating false hope.
These are people who come in to say, I'm a refugee, please can you help me? And our response is, well, we'll only help you a little bit. This current version of the TPV is in fact much worse because it doesn't provide any mechanism for getting to a permanent visa, and you can only end up on this forever revolving temporary protection visa for every 3 years, and you have to keep proving your case every 3 years, and nowhere else in the world does this happen. The mechanism that was proposed by the Palmer United Party to get around this was what's called the SHEV visa, the Special Humanitarian Enterprise visa, which means that a person would need to work in the country and then be able to progress to a permanent visa. The reality is probably very few of them will meet the requirements for those mainstream visas. And this is because the only visas that will be realistically available to them will be the skilled migration categories or the employer nomination categories. And both of those categories have high levels of English requirements. And secondly, they also have high skill levels. 3 years' work in the countryside is not probably going to get you enough points to make it worth your while.
Migration lawyer Kerry Murphy. Paul Power, CEO of the Refugee Council of Australia, says the crossbench senators were given little choice by the government other than to support the bill.
Unfortunately, you know, the senators who've supported it have been dealing with a situation where the government has refused to process asylum claims for close to 30,000 people, basically, until they get their way on temporary protection.
Is it still a case of it's better to be on a TPV than to be on offshore processing?
These are all politically created choices that the government has chosen to offer. Comparable governments in other parts of the world are not coming up with such hardline positions. You know, and what the minister has offered in return as sweetness are all things that he could have done and should have done a long time ago. He's offering to reverse the cut to the refugee program that he brought about last year. So, I mean, all of these things are politically created and really politically manipulated. You know, the minister is greatly objecting to people suggesting that these moves are cynical, but there's no other way to view them.
So what are the government trying to achieve then?
Speeding up the asylum process. Everyone's in favour of a faster process, as long as it's fair. And under this legislation the government's putting forward, is that many people will not have a fair shot at being able to put their claims for protection from persecution. And so as a result, many people who, under any fair system, would be found to be refugees will not be found to be in need of refugee protection. And so the minister's own department will then have the incredibly difficult job of forcing people who need refugee protection back to their persecutor. It's going to be very difficult for the compliance people in the Department of Immigration. It's going to be almost an unworkable policy. Yesterday, Senator Nick Xenophon was arguing for a sunset clause on the fast-track arrangements because I think he recognises that these processes are fundamentally unfair and that people will be denied the procedural fairness. It's going to be shocking for the people involved.
As Paul Power, his CEO of the Refugee Council of Australia, with the focus on TPVs, the Migration Amendment Protection and Other Measures Bill has flown under the radar. But migration lawyer Kerry Murphy says it will become more difficult for people to prove their refugee status.
The difficulty is that bill is creating certain presumptions against people getting refugee status. And one of the presumptions is that people that have bogus documents or false documents will be presumed not to be refugees unless they can satisfactorily explain why they've got bogus documents. Now, the practical difficulty of that is in some places it may be that's the only documents you can get are fake documents. The government will say, well, what real documents have you got? And we say, we can't get any because of our situation, such as maybe, say, people from Syria or people from Afghanistan. Sometimes it's very difficult to get documents. And then it becomes an option that if the government doesn't accept their explanation, then there's a presumption against them being granted refugee status. And so these people will be left in some form of indefinite detention until they can be resolved. So it's creating a rather crazy scenario where instead of focusing on what is the person's claim, why they believe they are a refugee, we're focusing on bureaucratic issues that really are not significant to the refugee claim. And we're changing the focus from the people to how can we exclude these people and how can we refuse them.
It's migration lawyer Kerry Murphy speaking to The Wire's Ellie Cooper.